Yes, it's Talking Travel, and we've got Sally back. We missed you for 2 weeks, didn't we?
I know. I disappeared on you.
You did.
Not forever, though.
No, well, no.
It was only temporary.
That's right. You know, you are allowed to go on holidays because it is Talking Travel, and you need to travel to be able to talk.
I do. I hope everyone got that.
So where are we going today?
A few different places today. Some natural wonders in the world. A holiday for people in Europe that don't want to travel every day on an ongoing coach tour with, you know, different accommodations unpacked, packed, where you can just stay in one place and do it. And some other little bits and bobs about a new luxury bit of rail travel for us.
Ooh.
And about another airline that is doing really great job in offering better fares through to Europe.
This is Talking Travel with Sally Lucas on 2NURFM, and we're talking about natural wonders.
Yep, natural wonders, and there's lots of them, of course. I mean, you can't talk about all of them. There are so many, aren't
there?
That's right. But this has just been a little list put together by Viking Cruises, considering some of the areas they go to where you are connecting with some natural wonders. So there's heaps more, so don't let me think I've left anything out. And one, just believe it or not, the first one they came up with, which I thought was quite interesting, was the Aegean Sea, which, of course, is that sea located between mainland Greece and Turkey. And, of course, it's an extension of the Mediterranean as well. But it was named after, according to Greek mythology, Aegeus, who was the king of Athens and father of Theseus, who threw himself into the sea and drowned because he mistakenly believed his son had perished.
Oh, that was an uplifting story.
That was an uplifting story. So today the stories, of course, are much happier, where people are discovering the striking beauty of the Aegean Sea and its beautiful coastline and islands. But that's just a bit of history that goes with it. Monet's Garden. I don't know whether you've been there or whether any of our listeners have, and I'm sure they have. If you love Monet's art, which I do, I love that whole area of art. It's just so beautiful, and it's just a masterpiece. If you go to Giverny, you can just understand why it was designed with an artist's eye. The bridge over the lily ponds and the colours of the lilies and all the flowers are just blended according to their colours. So everything flows and it's all like pastels and
beautiful.
All the flowers. It's just all the varieties, you know, even daisies, poppies, everything you can imagine is in that garden. And you can go there most of the year round. There are tours available for you to do that as a day trip, and it's certainly worthwhile if you haven't done it. Lots of his paintings are there, but they're replicas. So if you want to see the originals, you've got to go to L'Orangerie, which is the famous one of all his big ones that go right round like a circular wall. Look, they're massive. They're not just a painting. They're just an ongoing, almost like a mural, like triptychs, you know, joined together and so on. But, of course, you can go to other galleries to see his works as well. Niagara Falls, well, we all know there's many falls in the world that are spectacular, but they are as well.
I have been there.
You've been to that one?
Yeah, I've been to the Canadian side and they were beautiful.
Yes, I've been to the Canadian side as well, which they always say is the better of them all. But anyway, to do the boat ride, to just go, it's, you know, thundering Horseshoe Falls, all of that is spectacular. The Middle Rhine. Now, the Rhine, it is a beautiful river if you've ever cruised down Rhine.
I've done that too.
Yeah. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
When you look at the hillsides with all the vineyards terraced and the dramatic landscapes and the old castles and hilltop castles and fortresses of the past and, you know, everything is just old and dates back centuries. So it's a 128-kilometre stretch of river between part of the Rhine, which is called the Middle Rhine, and it's also affectionately known as the Romantic Rhine because for centuries it was a setting that's inspired writers, painters, composers, even Lord Byron and William Turner, who we know as the most famous British artist. The Chilean fjords, spectacular as. I mean, they are just amazing because you've got all these glaciers just pouring down. As you can imagine how spectacular that would look when you're sitting in the middle just looking around you at all these fjords, you know, and the glaciers just spilling down. It's really just quite spectacular. And it's also home to whales, dolphins, the Magellanic penguins, which are just endemic to that area, and, of course, the Andean condors, one of the largest birds on Earth. We actually saw one when we were in Ecuador flying above us. It was magic just to see a bird like that. Antarctica, wow. Most remote place on Earth, driest, windiest, coldest, but still the most beautiful What else can you say about that unique wildlife?
Just take a big jacket.
Lots of jackets. There's lots of layers. But once you're on board, it's always comfy. So just as long as you layer up when you're out. The Amazon rainforest, I've only done the Ecuadorian part of that. But again, that is amazing as well. It's home to more than half of the world's species of plants and animals. So it's just, the biodiversity is just amazing when you go down there. The Great Barrier Reef, our own Great Barrier Reef, if we're not killing it more often than we're keeping it alive these days. But it's stretched across more than 1,931 kilometres of coastline. So it is an incredible reef when you think about it. And the more we look after it, honestly, the largest coral reef system in the world, we must. Mustn't we?
It's we just must. Goes I haven't been there, so. Actually. I should.
You should. The mighty Mississippi, the wonderful old mighty Mississippi of the Mississippi Delta and the swamplands, and it's North America's largest river ecosystem. So that's another one. And lastly but not leastly, the Mekong Delta, going through that area of the Mekong River, which is just incredible as well. Lots of wildlife there. Yeah, you're going along rice paddies and water buffalo and, yeah, all sorts of things, people doing their trade. It's a very interesting, busy river. So look, that's just some of the few things you can do that are natural wonders.
Yeah.
And also, just briefly, I was going to mention there is a holiday now, a holiday company offering holidays where you stay in one spot in Europe rather than going on your coach tour. It's every day. They're just 8-day packages.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
But you might be based, say, on the coast of the east coast of Italy, and each day near Pescara or near Ancona in that lovely area where you've got beautiful beaches, but you're close to all the lovely old villages. So you unpack once and you just go out and forage and explore
and just do
each
day.
So just keep that in mind for someone who doesn't like being on a coach on an ongoing unpack, pack, unpack, pack. You're coming back, nearly all your meals are included. It's just this unpack once, have a lovely time, plonk yourself in one spot. So just keep that in mind. It's a new company doing these little just one-off spots in various places in Europe where you can just then chill and really enjoy. You come back at the end of each day, have a good chat with your fellow passengers about what you've done and explored, and then you're ready and refreshed again for the next day, so without doing lots of long travelling.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So actually, I think it's fantastic, especially for people who say, and even people with health issues that might not be able to withstand like long distances sitting in a coach. You know, this could be ideal for them as well. Mm. So to keep that in mind. So, yeah, that's just, I think, great. As soon as I saw that, I thought, fantastic. That's wonderful.
Yeah, some great options there. Newcastle and the Hunters at 2 NURFM 103.7. We're talking travel and we're talking railways.
Railways this time. And we love a good rail journey. Well, I do anyway, especially through Europe when we've just been talking Europe. You sit back in that train and just watch the world go by. And it's just lovely. And, of course, most of the trains in Europe are so good. So many fast trains now that get you everywhere in no time, and it's just so relaxing. Mm. You know, I think it's a great
more
way
room
of travel.
Than,
more space.
Yeah, than flying sometimes.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, definitely more than when flying. I mean, a lot of the coach companies now, they are travelling with smaller groups, but the same size coach, so you are getting a lot more leg room on a lot of the coaches now because they're taking less passengers, which is great. Mm. So you end up, everyone gets a nice window or, you know, gets that leg room, which is important as well. Yes, the planes have got a long way to go, haven't they?
They do, although they are faster most of the time.
Well, you would hope so, unless you're a tiger moth.
That's right.
That does only takes one person. Oh dear, we're digressing here.
We are.
Anyway, back to the trains. Australia, we've got, of course, we know our two famous trains of the GAN and the Indo Pacific, and also you've got the Great Southern as well. So they're now going to have departures with, I guess, more luxury. And that's recently come after the announcement that the old Orient Express, La Dolce Vita Orient Express, is also now upgraded to hit the rails again as a new luxury train. It started.
Oh, fantastic.
Started today.
As long as there's no murder on it.
So many times. But so that's quite different. It's going to have, you know, interiors reminiscent of the 1960s Italian style and all that sort of luxury, whereas the Australian ones are going to be more, I guess, inspiration from contemporary architecture more so. But they look beautiful, and I've looked at just the pictures of them being done out. So they look really, really lovely. And because they decided that, you know, if we need to be up there on the same level as other people offering train journeys around the world, that you can offer people coming to Australia a luxury product. So this is what it's all about. And, of course, there's such long train journeys too. You've got to remember we've got a couple of the longest train journeys in the world as well. So, yes, so they're going to have queen bed suites suites with some of these now, and they'll have Art Deco, decorative timber, stone and marble masonry in them, lovely iron filigree, covered ceilings that reference traditional cornices, sheepskin accents, saddle leather. So it's going to have some Australiana mixed in with it all in the way they do it out. And the suite will be double the size of the existing platinum cabin. And whereas the Australis suite, that's the Aurora suite, they've got another suite called the Australis, and it'll have three times the space, comes with a dedicated butler, offering an unpacking service, a pillow a pillow menu, a private bar put together to your liking.
That's a bit fancy schmancy, isn't it?
And in-room dining. And also special excursions for the Aurora rather and Australis guests. Now, this is available at the moment on the GAN, but hopefully it will be introduced into other rail services. Now, talking cruising, if you're wanting to avoid the crowds, go off-season. Like I say, even when you're not cruising, when you go to Europe in July, August, it's hot, it's busy, it's queues for everything. It's queues for the galleries, the museums, the restaurants, you name it, you're queuing. If you don't like queuing, don't go.
That's right, go at a different time.
So you they consider the low season sort of from around October, November through to, say, March, April. And often you get some reduced fares then as well. But you can get some beautiful itineraries, like there's one here I was looking at. Now, it goes out of Barcelona, and you go down to Malaga, Cadiz, then down to Casablanca in Morocco, cross to Algiers in Algeria, to Tunis, which is the capital of Tunisia, to Valletta in Malta, up to Rome, to Ajaccio, which is in Corsica, to Marseille, and back to Barcelona. What a lovely itinerary.
Definitely.
So there's some really nice, and of course you're still in the Med, so you're not going to get really cold anyway, but you're going to get no crowds, so you're not going to be in Barcelona when they've got their water pistols out saying we're sick of you, like happened last year, I think it did. But, yeah, so, you know, you're not queuing. Like, if you want to see Sagrada Familia, if you want to wander through the markets or go to the museums, etc., you know, you're just going to have that leisurely option of just being able to stroll and do it, like they call it in Paris, to be a flâneur, which is French for someone who likes to walk and stroll and take in the atmosphere.
Meander.
So consider any time, but also even here, anywhere in the world, if you travel in the off season, you're certainly going to get better fares and you're going to get less crowds. And if you're not a crowd person, you don't want to travel in the heat, you know, you want less people around. Just consider it. You might have to wear a few bits of warmer clothing, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot easier to stay warm sometimes than it is, particularly in Europe where a lot of the buildings are not air-conditioned because they're old. So in summer you can really suffer from the heat. You're not getting that what we're used to here, that
option.
That's right. You know, solar panels and aircon and ceiling fans and, you know, you're lucky you just have a window you can open.
That's right. And if it's cool and you suffer from menopause like myself, you just go and you'll be warm the whole time. So no problems.
No problems whatsoever. You won't even have to pack a cardi.
Two and URFM 103.7. It's talking travel and we're talking hot deals on Two and URFM.
We certainly are. And just firstly, I'd just like to mention an airline, Vietnam Airlines. They do fly now daily to Paris. A lot of people don't consider or don't think about that they might do that, Vietnam Airlines. And business classes, we all know, can be very, very expensive. And they bill themselves as a four-star airline, aspiring to be a five-star. So, but the thing that I think gets it for you where it hits a six is the cost. So you're still going to get like a flat seat, etc. You're getting all that. It might not be quite as high a standard as, say, someone like Qatar Airlines, who has business class lounges on board and all these sort of opulent extras. But as far as the actual cabin service, the food, the new aircraft, and you're looking at, depending on the time of the year, you can get a business class return to Paris from Sydney from under $8,000. And you won't get that on just about any other airline.
Wow. Okay.
Some of them you're looking at double that, you know. So it's worth considering if you feel you'd want to go business and you just can't afford to go with those other airlines, consider Vietnam Airlines. And you can have a nice stopover on the way, one way or the other, if you wanted to, whilst you're there. If you've never been to Vietnam, a fabulous country, fabulous food, beautiful people. So just a consideration I just thought I'd throw in there if you're thinking you can't afford business class, or maybe you can.
I'd love to go business class.
Pardon me.
Sorry, I shouldn't make you laugh.
No, no laughing, please. No laughing today. Coral Expeditions have got a wonderful cruise. It's an 18-night cruise that departs Darwin, and it goes up into the Raja Ampat and Spice Islands, which are all that bottom part of Indonesia that, again, are rarely inhabited and rarely can you get to them in any other way, means or whatsoever. But what I thought I'd mention, apart from just these beautiful areas you're going to, which are so pristine, reefs, rainforests, hidden lagoons, exotic birds, you see World War II wrecks, ancient lava flows, but your chance to swim with whale sharks as well.
Oh, wow. That'd be amazing.
Yep. So they've got departures on those cruises September this year and February, March next year. And it really is an in-depth cruise of those Spice Islands. It really looks fantastic, the itinerary, when I've had a look at it. But you can go and have a look online or talk to your travel agent. But, you know, you're following ancient spice routes and it's just a fascinating journey that I think you'd come back absolutely blown away by what you all have experienced. There's a lovely tour doing the mystical wonders of India. And this is a 12-day journey through the wonderful, magical Rajasthan. And, of course, they call that the Golden Triangle, where you've got Jaipur, Jodhpur and Udaipur, and you're seeing all these wonderful old cities that are just old forts, opulent palaces. You're going to see the Taj Mahal, of course. And just it's a 12-day journey that operates nearly all year round on a weekly basis. So just something to consider if you're wanting to do that, because it is a really beautiful part of India. And a lot of meals are included in this. It's hand-picked four-star accommodation. You're just going to have the best time, and including traditional, as I said, cuisine, including a banquet and all sorts of other extras included in that itinerary. Hurtigruten, where's Mark? Early bird savings of up to $1,400 off, plus a $150 onboard credit. Now, this offer ends 31 May, and it's on a series of their voyages, what they call their signature voyages, which is the Svalbard line and the North Cape line, which have got those reductions, as I just mentioned. And on some of the other areas, like the one that we did, like the Bergen, the Hurtigruten Bergen, up the coastline, they've got reductions of up to $1,000 off and still the same onboard credit as well, and various other journeys as well to the Northern Lights that travel from September 26 all the way through to March 27. So these are early bird savings for next year into 2027. Now, solo travellers, Aurora Expeditions have got no single supplement on a select range of their Antarctic and Arctic voyages for the rest of this year and next year, so long as you book by 30 June. So it's just a matter of checking which sailings have got that availability still around. Closer to home, we've got, I love Norfolk Island.
Me too.
Yeah, this is a great package. It includes your return airfare with Qantas, your transfers, you get a one-bedroom cabin with balcony at the Governor's Lodge, breakfast daily, 10 days car hire, bonus $500 resort credit per room, couple of full-day tours, about four actually, tours, two half-day, couple of half-days, a language class and they're learning their dialect, their own language, a bounty pass. Oh, look, so many savings and discounts. It's savings of up to $1,100 per couple. Book by April 30, and that is from 1 May to 30 September and 1 December to 31 January for a 10-night package.
And if you're driving around Norfolk Island, just
cows,
a hot tip, yeah, slow cows down. There are cows
chooks
everywhere. And
chooks.
Chooks as well. Yep. I saw lots of cows, and I think there were a few potholes as well, but that was a while ago. Hopefully they've been fixed since then.
The potholes might have been fixed, but the chooks and the cows are still there, I can tell you that. Closer to home, a little bit further down from Norfolk, one of my other favourites, Lord Howe, they've got a package at the moment, stay at Milky Way Villas with return airfares included again. Your transfers, a one-bedroom unit for 7 nights, a food hamper with tea, coffee, sugar, milk, cereal, bread rolls, etc., spreads, eggs, bacon, seasonal fruits that you can use for your brekkies, evening free transfers to any of the restaurants, and one guided tour included in that. And you can go either ex-Sydney, ex-Port Macquarie, if you want to drive up, you're having a bit of a drive as well and want to stay there, or there are flights with Eastern Airlines from Newcastle as well, direct. So these offer expires at 31 May, and the departures are from 1 June to 30 June, then again from 1 September to 20 December. And another favourite island that's in the Pacific, the Cook Islands. This is a package with 5 nights, return airfare to Rarotonga with Jetstar. Your transfers, 5 nights in a deluxe beach front studio, which is fantastic. Tropical breakfast daily, free use of kayaks and snorkeling gear, a lagoon cruise with a barbecue lunch, etc. And there's savings of up to $375 per person on that package. Book by 31 May, travel from 1 May to 31 October.
Fantastic.
And there you go.
Lots of options there.
Lots to choose from.
Yeah, if you can't find anything in that, then there's something wrong with you.
Thanks. I'm glad you said that.
We'll catch you next week on Talking Travel, Sally Lucas.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care, finance, business and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.